Get Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
As the serve floats across, here's the set. Eagles go to the outside. Quick swing is down and good by Madison Beavers off the good assist by Kinsey Enix, 12-8.
Tonight, it's a Four Kearney Conference Triangler in Wilcox as the Falcons welcome in the Elm Creek Buffaloes and Overton Eagles. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Elm Creek digs. Ferguson sets to the outside. Rolled across there by Casey Sutherland. Good dig in the back row that time by the Falcons, and it's passed across. Passing it to Ferguson. Middle attack. Here comes Tori Miner. She's blocked up front once. Now the ball's above the net, and Wilcox Hildreth goes up to put it away.
Overton enters tonight's action unbeaten, and Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth try to hand them their first defeat of the season. It's the Falcon Triangler coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Wilcox Hildreth High School with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Wilcox Hildreth High School. It's time now for Fort Kearney Conference volleyball action, the final match of tonight's triangular as the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons take on the Elm Creek Buffaloes. One of these teams will come out of here 1-1 tonight. The other will fall to 0-2 as Overton was able to come in and win the first two matches to improve to 7-0 in the season. They defeated Wilcox Hildreth 25-15, 25-22, then had decent leads at the end of the first and second set against Elm Creek and had to hold on for a 25-23 and 25-23 victory. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, and the starting lineups are next.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank. The visitors are from Elm Creek, and their rotation starts with number 2, junior Shelby Ferguson, number 8, sophomore Hannah Robbins, number 1, senior Tori Miner, number 12, freshman Mackenzie Deo, number 4, senior Casey Sutherland, and number 11, senior Shelby Brown. Head coach of the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, Brandy McCarter, assisted by Linda Killian. They are 5-5 on the season. For Wilcox Hildreth, number 22, 5'10", senior Mackenzie Aspergren. Number 10, a 5'7", senior Rachel Earhart. Number 4, 5'6", junior Riley Jenkins. Number 7, 5'11", senior Jessica Harms. Number 6, 5'9", sophomore Cameron Preston. And number 21, 5'8", sophomore Sophie Gruel. Little Barrows, number 5, 5'6", senior Randy Lushen. Head coach is Mike Smith, assisted by Lynette Gruel and Karen Bates. Wilcox Hildreth is 3-4 on the season. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. We'll get it going after this.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth. your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Shelby Ferguson will serve it away to start our final match of the night, and Wilcox Hildreth will float it back over to Casey Sutherland. Ferguson, the setter, sets it into the middle. Miner takes it across. A good one arm up that time. Picked up by Harms and returned over. So a nice rally to start this match. Back set right side. The freshman, Deo. Ooh, they call it wide and out of bounds. Yeah, might have missed that one. A point for Wilcox Hildreth. Nonetheless, you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leaders, contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. You can also hear our matches on PlatteRiverPreps.com. And this time, the kill is down and in for Elm Creek's Mackenzie Deo. So the first kill there evens this game up at one apiece. Best of three, and ready to serve it away is Hannah Robbins. Robbins fires it across, strong down the middle, picked up there by Gruel. To Harms, and it'll be passed across by Earhart. Picked up there by Brown, set to the outside for Sutherland, comes near side, Gruel with the dig. They're going to set it towards the middle, and a good swing there off balance by Harms, gets it across. Middle attack by Miner, she is off the block for the kill. Tori Miner makes it 2-1 in favor of the Buffaloes. High school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wilcox, Elm Creek, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. On this Thursday night, strong serve across. Wilcox Hildreth goes to the middle, driven through the double block that time by Earhart, and in the net called on Elm Creek. No, they're going to overrule that and say back row attack on Wilcox Hildreth, which gets precedence over the in-the-net violation. And so Hannah Robbins will serve again at 3-1, Elm Creek. And that one is cross-court. Might have been headed out of bounds, but Harms couldn't get out of the way in time. It'll be passed across by Earhart. Elm Creek to the outside, cutting it down, and good is Casey Sutherland. So Elm Creek, coming off that two tight sets with Overton, is a little more in groove here than Wilcox Hildreth after getting the middle match off. Robbins at 4-1 now for Elm Creek. Takes that run at it and fires it across to Gruel. Pass up front to the setter, Jenkins, with a left-handed swing, driving it across his Harms, and she'll get the kill. Jessica with the first kill for Wilcox Hildreth of this match, and it's 4-2, Elm Creek. Serving it away, wasting no time. Rachel Earhart, they let it go, and it's deep. Out of bounds, point Elm Creek on the service error. Again, our next volleyball action is Tuesday night from Grand Island as Northwest takes on Aurora in a Class B top five duel. Aurora took a set from Northwest earlier this year at the Beatrice tournament. They're about the only team to do that. Right set attack here for Elm Creek, and there's the freshman Deo with her second kill, and Elm Creek out to a 6-2 lead, feeding it to the freshman Mackenzie Deo. A little more here early on. Tori Miner at the service line. Miner floats it down the middle to the libero in Lushin, and a little problem for Jenkins to run it down. That's going to go down as an ace serve at 7-2. Didn't think the pass was that bad. I think Lushin just got caught up in traffic trying to get over to it. And it's 7-2. Miner moving it around. This time they get it to Jenkins. Left-handed attack. Harms down and good. So they're moving Jessica from the left to the right. She's got a couple of kills. Side out here for the Falcons. And Jenkins to go back and serve it away. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits. Both teams fell to Overton. Now trying to get out of here with a win. As the pass is off, and Deo can just slap it across. Free ball here, but again, some miscommunication is going to cost Wilcox Hildreth, so Gruel will take it across. Set outside Sutherland. She's blocked up front. Harms tries to dig it out of her own net, but it caught the tape, and Sutherland will get the kill. It looked like Harms was going to be able to block it and dig it all at the same time, but it just caught the tape and dropped down. Mackenzie Deo now to serve for the Buffaloes. Goes to the opposite corner. Picked up there by Earhart. Set outside for Preston, and Cameron will drive it down for her first kill. The sophomore, one of the leading hitters on this ball club, second on the team in kills coming into the night with 36. And a side out here for the Falcons. Rotating in will be Shayna Fouts, senior back row player and serving specialist. And the serve is across and overpassed quickly here. Gruel will set it up to the outside. Preston takes it across, up there by Miner, and set across by Ferguson. Here's Jenkins setting to the outside. Gruel, she's blocked, and it's going to be an ace block for Shelby Brown. It caught a little bit of the tape, and Brown was able to take care of the rest. And it's 9-4 Elm Creek. High school football tomorrow night. Got a couple of D2 top 10 matchups. Shelton at Fullerton here on Classic Hits. Giltner at Kennesaw on the Breeze, 94.5. Kearney Catholic at Ogallala will be on ESPN Radio as it's dumped across here by the Wilcox-Hildreth setter in Riley Jenkins. She'll get the kill. And after falling down 7-2, we've traded points over the last five serves. It's 9-5. And Preston will go back to serve. Takes it right at Brown. Passed across to Robbins. She'll roll it over the block. Great save that time. Going full out is Earhart for the Falcons. And it's back over to Elm Creek. Middle attack, Brown off the net, down and good. Shelby Brown with the kill. But what a great dig there by Rachel Earhart. Going full extension to pick that ball up. 10-5 Buffalo. And it'll be Shelby Brown to serve. Brown lofts this one right into the middle. Picked up by Preston. Set pretty close to the net. It's dumped down and good for the kill, Rachel Earhart. She didn't have a lot of real estate to work with, but knew where she was on the court and dropped it straight down on the line in front of the up official. And now back to serve it away will be the sophomore, Sophie Gruel. Of course, her mom, the assistant coach here. Mike Smith, the head coach, been at Alma all those years, now trying to build the program here. And that's a quick point for Elm Creek is Tori Miner. Drops down her second kill, and it's 11-6. So Wilcox-Hildreth has yet to score on their serve. Elm Creek not allowing them to get anything rolling here. And Ferguson will serve. Down the middle to Preston. Jenkins has to track it down to the outside. Over the double block is going to be Earhart. Stays in the back row. Elm Creek can only dump it across, but it's good enough for Robbins. I don't think they expected Hannah to do anything but pass it over, but there was no back row help that time for Wilcox-Hildreth, and she dumped it over the single block. 12-6. Ferguson serve. Short and too short into the net. First service error for Elm Creek in this set. Side out here for the Falcons, and that's a rotation time. Here comes Randy Lushen into the ball game for Wilcox-Hildreth. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that make high school sports possible. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Miner with the swing off the block. It's tipped back across by Wilcox-Hildreth. To the outside, Robbins. She'll be dug out in the back row by Lushen. Overpassed. Chance here for Elm Creek. Miner from off the net in the middle. Drives it across. Gruel with the dig. Set to the outside. Here comes Earhart. Drives it into the back row. Sutherland has it. Robbins will roll it across. And we've got a good rally going here. Passes off the mark. But they will get it pushed across. And finding the seam is Rachel Earhart. Again, Elm Creek was setting up for the big power swing. Then the pass was off the mark, and Earhart went near line to find the point. And that's the first point on serve here in the game for the Falcons. Randy Lushen's serve. Takes it across to Sutherland. Pass to the outside. Here's Deo, and she'll drive it down. And good, right up past us here on the stage. And McKenzie, with her third kill, makes it 13-8 in favor of Elm Creek. Earlier tonight, Overton won the first two matches in straight sets, although they were no gifts, 25-15, 25-22 over Wilcox-Hildreth, and by identical 25-23 scores over Elm Creek. And now we start our second rotation with Hannah Robbins at the service line for Elm Creek. Pass to the middle, and a standing spike into the corner. Did she get that line? No, deep for Earhart, and the error makes it 14-8, Elm Creek. Robbins, with her team up by six here in the opening set. And takes that mighty cut at it. Gruel handles it in the back middle. Set to the 10-foot line and passed across by Harms. Here's the set middle. Miner against the single block. It hit the tape, and that helped Wilcox-Hildreth run it down. Harms will roll it across and find the opening. Jessica Harms with her third kill. And a side out here for Wilcox Hildreth. Don't forget, NFL football airing on ESPN, 1460, 1550. The Kansas City Chiefs are in Philadelphia taking on the Eagles. Serve across Earhart. Long set to the other corner, and Casey Sutherland beat the double block and drops it in for her third kill. Elm Creek, I will say this, they're earning their points. That's already their ninth kill. Make it their 10th kill here of the first set. They've also got an ace block and an ace serve, so Wilcox Hildreth is not making many mistakes to assist Elm Creek. Here's Jenkins, sets it in the middle. Left-hander Harms over the double block, picked up minor back row. Ferguson sets middle, and Brown is going to be blocked one-on-one by Jessica Harms, who celebrates with her teammates. Nothing better than that one-on-one stuff block, and Harms able to get it there against Brown, the number one attacker for the Buffaloes. And Riley Jenkins now to serve it away. Wilcox Hildreth needs to get something going from the service line here. They've only picked up 1 point, and the pass is going to go back out of bounds, and a point for Elm Creek, 16-10. And we will have our first timeout of the match right here by Wilcox Hildreth. Opening set, Elm Creek 16, Wilcox Hildreth 10 from the Falcon Try on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
And as we come out of the break, the next point is going to be scored here by Elm Creek on a little tip kill from Shelby Brown in traffic, but it's good enough to make it 17-10 in favor of the Buffaloes. Mackenzie Deo with the serve. Passed up to the left wing, taken across there by Preston, dug out in the back row, Minor, middle attack, again fired across by Brown, picked up there by Earhart, and has to be passed across, but out of bounds by Wilcox Hildreth, and now a couple of errors there as we were talking about them taking care of the ball. Now a couple of errors, and Elm Creek has a cushion at 18-10. Deo serve into the net. So Elm Creek service error. Wilcox Hildreth needed that ball back, and they'll get it. Subbing into the front row, Mackenzie Aspergren. And back to serve it away, Shayna Fouts. Fouts. Little knuckleball down the right side. Picked up there by Robbins. Slide this time, and nobody home as it's dropped in by Shelby Brown. The slide caught the Falcons leading the other way. And an easy kill there for Brown, 19-11 in favor of Elm Creek. Opening set, the Buffaloes 5-5, the Falcons 3-4. After both were defeated by Overton earlier tonight, the Eagles are 7-0 on their way home. Overpass on the serve, tipped across there by Jenkins. Free ball here. Robbins on the attack. Wide, point for Wilcox Hildreth. 19-12. But as we've said, the difference in this game is that Wilcox Hildreth, if you can't score on your serve, you're not going to come back, and that's what's happening. Elm Creek just gradually pulling away. Serve across here by Preston. Back set to Brown, who makes a great adjustment to stay out of the net. Cuts it around the block, and Shelby Brown with her fourth kill. So right back over to the Buffaloes, and Brown will serve it at 20-12. Brown fires this down the middle at Preston. Here's the set, Jenkins. They go middle, driven across by Aspergren, and she's going to get the kill. Mackenzie with her first kill, and right back over to the Falcons. But right now, Elm Creek is more than content to just trade points here. They'll get to 25. Gruel to serve it here. The lefty for Wilcox Hildreth. Good, strong line drive serve at Brown. Has to be passed across by Miner. Preston to the back row. 10-foot line. They'll set it. Aspergren got a good look at it. She'll drop it across. Great dig over there on the wing by Deo, and it's passed across. Gruel gets it to Jenkins. One more time. It'll be pushed over by Earhart on a wide set. Back to the offense comes Elm Creek. Robbins drives it over. Robbins gets the kill. Elm Creek got one swing, and they made it count. 21-13. I think, again, it's just a little bit of the experience factor. A lot of these kids have been playing for a while for Elm Creek, just like they had been for Coach Ryan at Overton. And the serve across by Ferguson for Elm Creek. Aspergren from about 8 feet out can't get it over. 22-13 in favor of Elm Creek. 3 points away here from the opening set. Ferguson spins the ball and serves it away again at Preston. Passes off the mark. Jenkins does a great job to run it down, and then it just falls to the floor. And a timeout will be called here by Wilcox Hildreth. I think they thought that when Jenkins ran it down, it was going to go back over the net, and it didn't. So timeout on the floor. Elm Creek's 2 points away from the opening set, leading it 23-13.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back. Don't forget Husker football Saturday on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Pregame at 9:30, kickoff at 2:30 against South Dakota State. Here it's 23-13 Elm Creek as they've pulled away in this opening set. Serve across by Ferguson, outside attack by Earhart. It's going to be played out to the outside. Robbins off the block, gets it down and good. And it is game point. Anna Robbins with her third kill. This was 15-10, and since then a 9-3 run to make it a no-doubter. And the serve by Ferguson floats it across to Gruel. Here's the set. Earhart runs it down, punches it down the middle, dug out. Ferguson back set for Deo. She cuts it, and it is wide. So a point for Wilcox Hildreth. They'll get to play on here in game one. And back to serve until the set is over will be Randy Lushen. 24-14 Elm Creek. Lushen's serve is across. Set to the middle for Miner. Miner off the tape, and it rolled over to the floor, and that's good enough to end the opening game. 25-14, Elm Creek takes the opening set from Wilcox Hildreth, and we'll come back and give you the numbers right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Let's take a look at the numbers from the opening set here, starting with Wilcox Hildreth. For Riley Jenkins, one kill. Randy Lushen had the only point on serve in that game for Wilcox Hildreth. Cameron Preston had a kill. Jessica Harms, an ace block, three kills. Rachel Earhart, two kills. Mackenzie Aspergren had one kill. 8 kills, one ace block, no ace serves for Wilcox Hildreth. For Elm Creek, Tori Miner had 2 service points. One was an ace, 3 kills. Shelby Ferguson had 3 service points. Casey Sullivan had 3 kills. Hannah Robbins had 4 service points, 3 kills. Shelby Brown, an ace block, 4 kills. And Mackenzie Deo, 2 service points, 3 kills. Elm Creek ended up with 16 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve. They take the opening set from Wilcox Hildreth by a score of 25-14. The Falcons made Elm Creek work for their points, but Elm Creek was pretty efficient on their attacks. Wilcox Hildreth didn't make a lot of errors. They just couldn't score off their own serve. We will be back with the second set right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
Underway with our second set. A service error by Wilcox Hildreth, and Elm Creek serves it away at 1-0. Buffaloes will have Ferguson set it to the outside. The attack is going to be deep by Sutherland and out of bounds, so Wilcox Hildreth will get the ball right back. Again, we've got Thursday night football. Kansas City off to a great start as a pick six by Eric Berry added to a field goal. It's 10-0, and they're only 4 minutes into the game at Philadelphia. You can hear it on ESPN. 14-60 and 15-50. Miner with an attack error here for Elm Creek and a point for Wilcox Hildreth to take a 2-1 lead. Lushen to serve it away. Strong serve. Brown barely could handle it. It has to be tipped across there by Miner. Free ball chance here for Wilcox Hildreth, but the pass not very good, so it's rolled over by Harms to the outside Sutherland. Her attack dugout back row by Preston. Long set to the outside. Earhart drives it across it in the net. Called on Elm Creek. 3-1 Falcons. You just need to get a little run, get a little confidence going here. They haven't played bad tonight. They just have a couple of lulls. And here the serve goes into the net. So Elm Creek 2 points off two service errors. And the ball back over to Torrey Miner to serve it away. And Miner into the net. So gives the gift right back to the Falcons. After tonight, these teams will next be in action with Wilcox Hildreth seeing Pleasanton and Eustace Farnham over here Tuesday in a triangular. For Elm Creek, after tonight, they will host Amherst and Anselmo-Myrna in a triangular on Tuesday. And it's 5-2 now after the ace serve from Rachel Earhart. Wilcox Hildreth puts it right back in the net. So just add a point to each side over those last two serves, and it comes back over to Mackenzie Deo, the freshman for Elm Creek. Elm Creek won the first set 25-14. Deo floats a strong one into the back middle to Lushen, picked up to the middle and rolled across there by Harms, dumped over by Ferguson, the center. Good run down there by Earhart, but has to be passed across. Free ball for Elm Creek. They do not get a good pass up front, and Sutherland dumps it into the net. So some errors early on here, serving and attack. And it's 6-3, Wilcox Hildreth. Riley Jenkins to serve. How many errors? Well, Wilcox Hildreth has 6 points, and they don't have a kill yet. Elm Creek sets to the middle. Here's Brown, down and good. You could tell that one was going to be money as they slid her to the middle, and she goes left corner to make it 6-4. Brown with her fifth kill, and that's the first kill by either team here in this second set. 10 points and only one kill and one ace serve. So you can do the math. That's 8 errors to pick up the rest of the points. Serving away is Sutherland for Elm Creek. Picked up by Lushen, set to the outside and driven into her own net is Harms. Haven't seen her make that mistake very often tonight. I think she changed her mind in mid-swing about going angle and took it down the line instead and dropped it into the net. 6-5. Sutherland serve for the tie here early in game two at Gruel. Jenkins sets to the outside. Preston slaps it across to Miner. Set middle. Here's Brown again. Up that time by Jenkins. Kept alive. Preston rolls it across into the back row to Miner. Ferguson sets. Overset at that time, and Robbins had to just pass it across. Wilcox Hildreth just hasn't done a whole lot, though, with the free ball until now. Dropping it in there for the kill is Jessica Harms, her fourth. And the Falcons keep the lead at 7-5. Normal rotation change. Shayna Fouts will go back to serve it away. Aspergren back in the front row. Fouts takes it cross court to Southern, or to Brown. They set it back to Shelby. She hit it into the block. Ball above the net. Brown one more swing. A one arm up by Gruel to keep it alive. and it'll be passed across by Aspergren. Elm Creek tries to make work. Ferguson to Robbins on the left side. Big swing off the block of Aspergren, set back into the corner. Preston gets the point. Good job by Preston. She knew that Elm Creek was out of system there off that block, and she makes it 8-5 in favor of the Falcons. Shayna Fouts going for two in a row. Again, right down the middle. That one dives a little bit quicker. It's overpassed by Sullivan. Wilcox-Hildreth to the middle. Aspergren drops it over. Dug out that time by Sullivan. Here's Brown in the middle. She redirects. Gruhl has it. Jenkins sets to the outside. Rolled over by Preston. Again, dug out that time by Robbins. And free ball to cross. Wilcox-Hildreth got a chance here to do something. Jenkins backset Gruhl. She rolls it off the block. Dug out by Deo. Elm Creek goes back to Robbins. And she goes deep back row. Picked up by Earhart. Pass will be set across, not passed across, and Elm Creek on the offense. Back row attack, Sutherland drops it across. Long rally going here. Middle attack, Aspergren lofts that one over. Not much on the swing. Middle attack for Brown, and she'll be able to finish the point here for Elm Creek. Shelby Brown with her sixth kill, and you can just tell Coach Mike Smith, one of the things I'm sure he's working on in practice is a little more killer instinct, especially with his bigs. Can't just tap that baby across when you got to swing at it. And we saw that a couple of times in that rally. Here's Aspergren with a good swing. That one's down and good. So McKenzie gets her second kill of the match, and the ball comes right back over to the Falcons. Wilcox-Hildreth up 9-6. Elm Creek won the opening set 25-14. Overton swept these two teams earlier tonight. And Preston with the serve. Boy, good knuckleball coming right at us. Picked up by Sutherland, set to the outside. Miner over the block and over the back line, out of bounds. 10-6. Falcons have scored four of the last 5 points. Bouncing the ball, smacking the ball. Now serving the ball is Preston. Again, takes it at Sutherland. They get it up again for Miner. Angle attack down and good. So broke through the hands of the back row. And Tori Miner with her fourth kill. Ferguson now goes back to serve it away here for the Buffaloes. And Shelby raises the arm and floats it down the middle. Picked up there by Preston to the outside, driven over by Earhart. Set to Robbins. Good angle attack all the way against the grain, but it's dug out. Nobody can return it, though, and we'll give Robbins credit for that one. 10-8. Ferguson on the serve. She had a good run in the first set. And Coach Mike Smith going to re-enter Jessica Harms or not. Looks we had an inadvertent sub there. I think the Falcons must have thought it was their ball. And it's not, so Ferguson serves it across to Gruhl. Here's the set middle for Aspergren. Takes it off the block. Elm Creek digs and sets it across Ferguson. Nice dig out of the back row that time by Jenkins. The attack by Earhart blocked into the air. Elm Creek dumps it across, but wide and out of bounds. And a point for Wilcox-Hildreth. Now it's time for Harms to re-enter the front row. And the serve coming up. Ravenna Invite today was won by the Bertrand Loomis girls. And the Kearney Catholic boys. A little cross-country going on today as Elm Creek with the attack error. Makes it 12-8, Wilcox-Hildreth. Coach McCarter deciding whether she needs a timeout or not. Slides off the bench. And the serve by Gruhl. Sophie looking for two in a row. Set middle to Miner. Miner off the block. Dug out by Gruhl. Into the net, though, and give Miner the kill. Side out for Elm Creek. 12-9 Falcons. So unlike the first game, Wilcox-Hildreth's not really running off a lot of points on their serve, but at least they're getting some, and Elm Creek really hasn't done much on their serve as Hannah Robbins floats it across. Middle attack is going to be dropped home off the block by Mackenzie Aspergren. Her third kill. Elm Creek still not able to rally back in this one, down 4, 13-9. And the serve across by Lushen. Picked up there, Robbins. Set Miner right side, got a good look, and she's going to get the kill. Tori Miner, third kill of the game, sixth of the match. She'll rotate back to serve it here, the senior. We'll go right into the middle service part. And from that area, she'll take it to the middle on the other side. Good strong serve. How about an ace? Miner with her first ace of the game, second of the match. 13-11. Trying to cut it to one here. Elm Creek just floats that one across. Picked up by Preston set to the right side, dumped over for the Falcon kill. Rachel Ahrens is able to get that. Sign out for Wilcox Hildreth, and it is 14-11. Serve across to Robbins. Long, wide set. They get it out there to Deo. She's blocked up front. Ball stays above the net. Preston drives it over. Good dig. Ferguson. Again, it's overpassed. Wilcox Hildreth, two chances, couldn't put it away. And Sutherland will tap it across. Now on the offensive swing, here comes Harms, and that one's a no-doubter. Harms drives it down, and good. Jessica with her fifth kill, and Wilcox Hildreth looking pretty good right here, leading it 15-11. Elm Creek not getting as many kills as they did in that first set. Off a little bit more. And on the serve is Rachel Ahrens. Trying to extend the lead here. Down the middle it comes to Sutherland. Back set to the outside. Brown takes it off the block. Gruel with the dig. Pass to the middle, and it's lofted into the back row by Jessica Harms. Elm Creek goes Brown. Tips it over the double block, and that's good. Shelby Brown with her team high seventh kill. Gets the ball back over to Elm Creek, and back to serve it away will be Deo for the Buffaloes. Don't forget, at the end of all of our matches, the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, coach interview, and more. And the serve here is deep, so Wilcox Hildreth maintaining that 3-4 point lead right now, 16-12. Wilcox Hildreth in game two. Elm Creek won the opener 25-14. Serve across by Jenkins. Middle punch going to be taken over by Brown. Got a good shot here for Harms, and Harms drops it down and good. Just inside the back line. And Elm Creek's going to need a timeout, and they will take it right here. Timeout on the floor. Falcons on their home court trying to force a third set. They lead it 17-12 on Classic Hits.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Out of the Elm Creek timeout, we're back to play here. Wilcox Hildreth on the attack. They'll get the kill with Cameron Preston. And it's 18-12, Wilcox Hildreth. Again, we want to thank Falcon Athletic Director Vic Young, Dave Morachik, Steve Dennis, all the fine folks here for their hospitality. As the serve is across, right side tip. They float that baby over, but it's going to be picked up and returned by Harms. Softly, so Ferguson sets middle. Here comes Brown. She'll dunk it through that double team. Shelby Brown, fourth kill of this set. Had four in the first, and she's got eight. But Elm Creek has not been able to do much from the service line. Wilcox Hildreth did absolutely nothing from the service line in the first game, and that's how they got beat. But now they have. They're up 18-13, game two. Here's Harms on the outside. Tips it over the double block. Sutherland's there for the dig. Set outside. Robinson takes it off the block, and Leshen with the dig. Pass it up front. Middle attack by Preston. Softly taken over. Miner has it for Elm Creek. It's Brown in the middle again. She'll dump it over. A diving overpass by Earhart. Free ball here. Robbins comes after it. She'll float it across over the double block for the Elm Creek kill. Fifth for Hannah Robbins. And Elm Creek getting some pretty good balance in this match. Eight for Brown. Six for Miner. Five for Robinson. Or Robbins. And the serve by Casey Sutherland. Trying to get Elm Creek closer in this one. Floated over and in the net, called on Elm Creek. Just kind of a soft return there by Preston, but in the net, and Elm Creek has not scored more than two in a row at any point here in game number two. And back into serve will be Fouts. 19-14, Wilcox Hildreth. Elm Creek won the opener 25-14. Fouts mishit it, but it got over here to Miner, so she'll play it out to the right side. Brown, she drives it across, and it hits the floor, they say, and that's the end of the point. Wilcox Hildreth played on, but the whistle blew, and Shelby Brown will get her ninth kill. And now Brown, the senior, will come back to serve it away here for the Buffaloes. Have not been able to get any closer than three. They're down four. Serve is across. Set to the outside. Aspergren goes on the attack. Goes to the far corner. Dug out that time by Sutherland. Tipped over by Robbins. Stays in front of the 10-foot line. Preston rolls it over. Sutherland another dig. Set middle. Here's Miner on the drive across. It's down and good. Torrey with her seventh kill. 19-16. Wilcox Hildreth has got to keep doing what they've been doing. Don't let Elm Creek get on a run. Served by Brown. That was her first service point of the match. Takes it across to Earhart. Back set for Preston. She drives it into the block. Ace block Miner. Robbins was there with her. And it's a two-point game, 19-17. And if Elm Creek picks up this point, I imagine we'll see a timeout from Coach Smith. But for the moment, he'll let Elm Creek serve. And a serve by Brown. Cuts it into the middle. Picked up there by Fouts in the middle. It's going to be taken with the left hand across by Gruel. Set out to Robbins. Robbins blocked by Gruel. Ace block, Sophie Gruel. And the crowd gets behind that one. Gruel with the ace block, 20-17. Side out here for Wilcox Hildreth. Just when it looked like maybe the momentum was going the other way. Preston, a good serve. Middle attack, Robbins right into the block of Aspergren. Elm Creek's able to save it and pass it across. Here's Jenkins, sets middle for Aspergren. Off the single block, down and good. Fourth kill for McKenzie. And just when it looked like Elm Creek was back in it, three in a row or two in a row for Wilcox Hildreth, 21-17. Preston on the serve. Elm Creek's going to need the ball back here. Wilcox Hildreth's going to be in great shape. Ferguson dumps it across from the center position. Earhart's right there. They set it back to her. Rachel drives it across for the kill. Once again, they had Elm Creek out of position. 22-17, timeout Elm Creek. So just as the Buffaloes got back into it, Wilcox Hildreth off the block from Gruel gets the ball back and scores three in a row. 22-17, Wilcox Hildreth. They're 3 points away from forcing a third set. Can Elm Creek come back? We'll find out in a moment.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda at Wilcox Hildreth for tonight's Fort Kearney Conference Triangular on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hildreth, and Elm Creek, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, you can see photos of tonight's volleyball action on our website tomorrow at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Free to look at, free to download, free to use as you choose. And serving it away, Cameron Preston at 22-17. Miner is blocked. And Gruel gets another one. Sophie Gruel with two big ace blocks late here in game two. And it's 23-17. Four in a row for Wilcox Hildreth. Preston serve, and she's sending that one right at us, so I'll make the save. And it's 23-19. Or 18, excuse me. And on the service line for Elm Creek is Ferguson, and they need a lot of points in a hurry. Back middle it goes to Preston. Standing spike across by Earhart. Elm Creek's got to scramble to get to this one. Robbins gets a good swing but sends it to the locker room. And it is game point Wilcox Hildreth on another Elm Creek error. And trying to finish this off, Gruel will stay in to serve it away for Wilcox Hildreth. 24-18, game point Falcons. Line drive, clips the net. Robbins digs it out. Set to the middle. Here's Miner on the swing. It's down and good. So we will play on. Elm Creek, remember, was down a few points in both sets to Overton. They were down 24-21 and 24-18, and they both got to 24-23, but they could never finish it off. It's game point number two here for Wilcox Hildreth. Elm Creek will need five more. Robbins to serve. Good strong serve across to Gruel. Set to the middle. Aspergren, as the set's a little wide, just sets it across. Ferguson, Miner in the middle, sends it deep. out of bounds, and that is the end of game number two, and we will have our first three-set match of the evening as Wilcox Hildreth is able to take game two 25-19 after Elm Creek took the opener 25-14. We'll be back with the numbers right after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today. Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth, where we are ready to go to the third set. But first, let's take a look at the numbers from game number two. For Elm Creek, Tori Miner had an ace serve. She had an ace block, and she had five kills in the match. Shelby Ferguson had a service point. Casey Sutherland, two service points. Hannah Robbins had two kills. Shelby Brown, two service points and five kills. 12 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve for Elm Creek. For Wilcox Hildreth, Riley Jenkins, two service points. Randy Leshen, two service points. Cameron Preston, four service points, two kills. Jessica Harms, three kills. Shayna Fouts had a service point. Rachel Earhart had two service points. One was an ace. She had two kills. Sophie Gruel had a service point, two ace blocks, and three kills. 10 kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve. Wilcox Hildreth is able to win game two, 25-19, and we'll go to a third set right after this on Classic Hits.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
We are underway in the third set between Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth. On the attack, it'll be taken across by Deo. Good rally going here. And Wilcox Hildreth will slap it back across with Rachel Earhart. Middle attack by Miner through the single block of Aspergren and dug out again by the Falcons. Punched over and good enough for a Falcon kill. Rachel Earhart. That is her fifth kill. And Wilcox Hildreth will win the first point here of game three. And on the serve, Sophie Gruel, she served it to start things here. Kearney Catholic has taken the first set from Centura tonight in their duel, 25-20. As Gruel hits the net, it falls over for an ace, and it's 2-0 in favor of Wilcox Hildreth. Gruel, the left-hander, goes to that left corner, floats this one a little deeper, picked up at the back row by Brown, set to the outside, off the net. Deo just rolls it across. Set back to the outside, Earhart. She'll come middle now and drive it over to Sutherland. Back set, Deo, right side. She'll take an angle and down and good. Mackenzie Deo with her fourth kill and a point for Elm Creek there on the board here in the third and final set. 25-14 in the game one, Elm Creek. 25-19, Wilcox Hildreth in game two. And now Hannah Robbins to serve it away. What a knuckleball serve she has on that baby. It's taken over on just the second contact by Earhart. Middle attack, Miner. Good dig in the back row again by Harms. Earhart for the left side. Blocked again by Miner. Little joust at the net, flicked across by Wilcox-Hildreth and returned quickly by Miner. Middle attack, Aspergren. She takes it into the net. Might have been four hits, but they'll let it play. Overpass, free ball, and Elm Creek wins the point anyway. Mackenzie Deo gets her second kill in a row. 2-2. Robbins to serve. She has 5 points on the service line now to lead the team. Leading in kills, Brown with 9-8 for Miner. 5 for Robbins and Deo. And the serve into the net. Service error, Falcons ball, 3-2. They're led in kills by Jessica Harms with 6. 5 from Earhart, 4 from Aspergren. And the serve by Lushen is going to be a little deep and wide out of bounds, so the teams exchange service errors, and it comes back over to Elm Creek, 3-3 in the third. And on the serve will be Miner, and they let it go, and it's in. Miner with the ace serve drops it in. And that'll make it 4-3. Elm Creek will grab the lead here early in the third set. And middle serve again, Miner. Miner floats that one over. That was her third ace, by the way. Back to the outside, Sutherland blocked up front there by Harms. Stays above the net. Harms flicks it across again. Dug out and passed back over by Elm Creek. As Jenkins will set middle, too close to the net. Harms, all she could do is flick it across, so she does. Here's Sutherland on the swing, down and good. Casey Sutherland, first kill since the first set for Casey, but it gives Elm Creek a 5-3 lead here in game three. Elm Creek 5-5, Wilcox-Hildreth 3-4 on this young season. Tori Miner to serve, looking for three in a row. Miner tied up Lushen, but they keep it alive. They're going to have to pass it across. Preston will do so. Chance here for Elm Creek. Short set. Sutherland, though, lofted it across. A little confusion on the Wilcox-Hildreth side, so they just punch it over with Preston. Here's a back set. Dale, good look from the outside. Drives it across, and good. Mackenzie Deo already has 3 kills in this set, and it's now 6-3 Elm Creek after they started down 2-0. And Coach Smith wanted to make a substitution but did it too late and couldn't get him in. So Miner serves again, and another pass across for Elm Creek. Middle attack off the block that time from Brown. Wilcox-Hildreth will return it with their middle swing, Earhart. Here's Sutherland, angle down and good. Casey Sutherland, her 5th kill. And now the sub, Aspergren, will come in. And the libero, Lushen, will come out just to kind of slow things down. And now Aspergren is going to check out. And in her place will be Shelby Fouts. And Fouts ran back there as if to serve. And she goes, I thought you told me to. But now she's just in there defensively. And Miner with 4 in a row, looking for 5, and it's another ace. It's her 4th ace. It's 8-3, Elm Creek. And Miner trying to get Elm Creek out to a big lead here. Neither set has been tight down to the end. One team or the other has gotten off to a good lead, and now Miner another ace. That's just some miscommunication in the back row, and a timeout has to be called here by Coach Mike Smith. So timeout on the floor here in the third set. It's Elm Creek 9, Wilcox-Hildreth 3 on Classic Hits.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Students are heading back to school and the local teams are ready to head back onto the field. Nebraska Land National Bank would like to show our support for the area students as they begin a new year. Stop by today and ask about our student accounts. From savings accounts to absolutely free checking accounts, we have the right fit for you. Visit us online at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Out of the timeout, Hannah Robbins is going to get a kill here from Elm Creek to make it 10-3. Wilcox Hildreth is blocked up front and then returns it out of bounds off that block from Mackenzie Deo. And so Elm Creek doesn't let off the gas coming out of the timeout. 11-3. They've scored 9 in a row. Miners serve. This time Gruel handles it to Jenkins. Here's a good swing. Harms, and that'll end the run. Jessica Harms with her 7th kill. Now Wilcox Hildreth's got to find a way to get something going on their offense. Down 11-4 here in the third and deciding set. Elm Creek won the opener 25-14. Falcons took game 2, 25-19. And Earhart serves it across. Here is Brown rolling it over, picked up by Jenkins. Set to Preston, kind of a half swing from the 10-foot line. Elm Creek goes outside. Sutherland, good look, but her angle is on that line. Just caught the tape. Good swing. Casey Sutherland used the whole court. And her 6th kill, side out Buffaloes. Don't forget at the end of the set, it will be the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll take a look at the final stats and wrap up the night's activities. And it looks like one of the volleyballs got lost or went outside or went under the stands, so they go get the replacement volleyball. Earlier tonight, it was Overton beating Wilcox Hildreth 25-15, 25-22, and then Overton beat Elm Creek by identical 25-23 scores. Here's Harms through the double block, down and good. Jessica Harms has her 2nd kill of this game and her 8th kill of the match. Side out here for Wilcox Hildreth. Kearney Catholic is up 2 games to none over Centura, 25-20, 25-11. Here is Harms on a block on the swing by Brown. Elm Creek struggles to get it back. They do, but it should be a free chance here for Wilcox Hildreth, and Harms will take advantage. Jessica goes up, tips it down for kill number 9. 12-6. And a place to start for the Falcons. On the service line, Riley Jenkins goes cross court to the far corner to Sutherland. Dumped across by Ferguson, nearly caught Wilcox Hildreth, but Harms is able to slip it across. Then an overpass that nobody gets. A break for Elm Creek as Hannah Robbins overpassed that tip and sent it all the way into the back row, and nobody was there. And a break for the Buffaloes. Sutherland to serve, checks with the coach where she wants it at. And across it comes to Gruel. Pass to the left wing, rolled over that time by Preston. Minor overpass, play at the net. Preston knocks it away, sent back over quickly by the Buffaloes. Now Preston will get a swing on it, but into her own net. And the attack error makes it 14-6, Elm Creek. Sutherland at the service line, and Coach Smith going to make a substitution here. Trying to get some fresh faces in there. Gruel's going to check out this time. And checking in, Ashley Nichols. So you got Nichols and Shelby Fouts in that back row now. And Sutherland serve. Short ace. Took advantage of the two youngsters and dropped it in front of that 10-foot line for the ace. And for Sutherland, that'll be her first of the match. That is the 6th of the match as a team. The other 5 go to Tori Miner. And it's 15-6, but this one too short and into the net. Service error, 15-7. For Elm Creek, serving on the season, Miner has been one of the top players, and she has 7 aces, so she's really dumped that up tonight. And as we talk aces, Wilcox Hildreth will get one of their own, and that's going to be from Jessica Harms, her first service ace. Wilcox Hildreth trails 15-8. They've got some work to do, and a few aces will get that done for you. Back row Miner set to Brown. Brown, nice reverse direction. Went up, was looking one way, and went backside, no-look dump for the kill. Brown now in double digits with her 10th kill, her first here of the third set. And Elm Creek has doubled up Wilcox Hildreth, 16-8 in the third and final set. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com, here's the set outside for Aspergren. McKenzie flicks it across to the far corner. Robbins takes it over. Dig is made, but then they lost the volleyball. Ashley Nichols popped it up in the air, but Jenkins, who was also going after it, couldn't find it after that. It hits the floor and give the kill to the outside to Sutherland, I believe it was, 17-8. And the serve by Shelby Brown. Quick set, dumped across that time by Jenkins. Good save by the Buffaloes. Getting off the floor is Sutherland. Set it to the outside for Wilcox. Hildreth, it's Cameron Preston with the kill. Fourth kill for her. Wilcox Hildreth trying to right the ship here, but they dug themselves an 11-3 hole, and they haven't been able to put together a decent run since, and they're going to need a long one. Preston with the serve, takes it across to Brown. Set middle, Robbins off the block, good. Hannah Robbins, her third kill of this game and eighth of the match. Much more active in this one than she was against Overton, at least at the net. Deo's going to check back in for Elm Creek at 18-9, third set. And the serve by Ferguson takes this to the far side to Nichols. Set is wide, and great job that time by Aarons just to get it back over. And Miner dumps it into her own net. So the near miss play by Wilcox Hildreth threw Elm Creek off, and they couldn't get it back either. So a gift there. And Nichols will go back and serve it away here. Or are we going to see a substitution first? Sophie Gruel is going to check in to serve the volleyball away. 18-10 in favor of Elm Creek. But here comes Gruel to serve it for Wilcox Hildreth. On the lefty, fires it, clips the net, goes across, picked up that time by Brown, set to the outside. Deo, she goes around the block for her seventh kill. Again, in the first and the third sets, Elm Creek has earned almost every one of their points. They lost that second set, not because Wilcox Hildreth didn't play good. They've been pretty steady the whole night, but Elm Creek made many more errors in that second set. And a timeout on the floor. It'll be the final timeout for Wilcox Hildreth. In the third set, it's 19-10, Elm Creek.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Again, we want to thank the many fine sponsors from Wilcox, Hildreth, Elm Creek, Overton, and throughout Central Nebraska for their sponsorship of high school sports. Of course, Athletic Director Vic Young and the entire crew here, Dave Marachik at Wilcox Hildreth, as Wilcox Hildreth needs to get something going here. Down 19-10 in the third to Elm Creek. Middle attack taken across by Aspergren. Overpass, free ball here for Wilcox Hildreth. They'll go to Earhart. She'll hammer it home. Great swing by Rachel Earhart. Her sixth kill, and the Falcons get the ball back exactly what they needed. And Randy Lushen will check in the libero to serve it away here for Wilcox Hildreth. And Lushen floats it into the back corner. Sutherland set right side. Here's Miner, cuts it across for another kill. Her first of this game, but her ninth of the match, and that will make it 20-11. In the NFL, Philadelphia gets on the board on a 22-yard pass from Michael Vick to Jason Avant. The conversion no good, and it's 10-6 Kansas City. In the first quarter of, well, they moved into the second quarter, 12:50 to play. Back to action here, an ace serve. Who else? Tori Miner is on fire tonight. That's her fourth ace of this game, sixth of the match, 21-11, as the set is to the middle, driven through again by Jessica Harms. You just kind of get the feeling here that the Falcons, these two teams could be in the middle of the pack, maybe with Amherst in the league. It'll be interesting to see where they are at the end of the year. Conference tournament time. You see the potential here as the serves across by Aarons, taken back over by Brown. Good dig that time, and the attack by Harms is down and good. Harms with the kill off the Aarons dig and the set by Riley Jenkins. That's the way you take care of business, and it's 21-13. Earhart with the serve. Stays in that deep middle to Sutherland, running it down Ferguson. Standing spike across by Deo to Gruel, set to the outside. Here's Preston over the double block, dug out back row by Robbins. Elm Creek goes middle, winding up and driving it across is Brown. Pass close to the net, slapped back over by the Falcons. Here's a short set to the outside that's dumped over by Sutherland. Elm Creek's ready for it. They go middle. Harms tries to dunk it across, and in the net, called on Elm Creek. It was blocked by Brown, It was above the net. She tried to hit it again, and before she could, a net violation. Three in a row, Wilcox Hildreth, 21-14. They're down seven. All Earhart can do is continue to serve tough. Here is Dale with the attack, partially blocked up front by Harms, rolled over by Earhart, and it's going to go off the back row for a kill. So Earhart gets a back row kill, picks up the service point, four in a row, 21-15. We saw a little bit of this in game one. It was just too late for the Falcons there. As this serve is across, set to the outside, Sutherland. That time she finds the seam of the double block, Shelby Brown. Brown with the kill, and that will be her 11th. 22-15, 3 points away from the match here for Elm Creek. And we're going to get a substitution here, a late sub for Elm Creek. Sydney Martin, the senior, is going to come in to serve for the freshman, Dale. Best of luck to these squads and their football games tomorrow night. Some good ones around the area. We will be in Fullerton as Shelton plays Fullerton here on Classic Hits. Two undefeated top three teams in D2. Middle attack that time is going to be deep by Brown. And a side out here for the Falcons of Wilcox Hildreth. Again, Overton beat both these teams in straight sets. Not a blowout in any of them, but they did win in straight sets. Serve is across by Jenkins. Middle attack down and good for Shelby Brown. Wilcox Hildreth was in the net anyway, but for Brown, that's her 12th kill. Four players, make it five players, with seven or more kills for Elm Creek. Serving it away, Casey Sutherland, 2 points away from the match, but it's in the net. And Wilcox Hildreth will get the ball back. Here's Jessica Harms to serve it away. Harms, high, lofting, left-handed serve in the back row to Sutherland. Back set, here's Brown, takes it off the tape. It was blocked back over. Elm Creek still has it. Robbins rolls it over. Dove, Riley, Jenkins kept it alive. Cruel somehow got it tipped over. Free ball here for Elm Creek. They go middle, and it's going to be driven across. Dug out, but not good enough off the kill of Brown. Good attempt there by Preston. But Brown with the kill, and it is match point for Elm Creek. And Shelby Brown to serve it away at 24-17. Brown punches it across, picked up by Earhart. Jenkins sets, right side Preston on the attack. Dug out there by Brown. Set middle for Miner. Miner will hit it deep. And that means we play on. Still six more match points here for Elm Creek. Wilcox Hildreth to serve it away with Cameron Preston to try to keep this match going. Preston serve, good line drive over to Sutherland. Here is the set by Ferguson. Again, Miner and in the net called on Wilcox Hildreth. And that will bring our evening to an end as Elm Creek improves to 6-5. Wilcox Hildreth falls to 3-5 with a 25-14, 19-25, and 25-18 victory. We'll be back with a chat with Elm Creek coach Brandy McCarter and the final stats on the Bisco Sports postgame show right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, where our Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball Triangular is in the books, and it's time for the Bisco Sports Postgame Show, keeping you geared up for the games for years. See them before the games begin. They've got a great selection to choose from, as always. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco's with their storefront in Ord, but serving all of the state of Nebraska. Elm Creek wins it here in three sets tonight, 25-14, 19-25, and 25-18. Let's take a look at the final numbers of the third set. First of all, for Wilcox Hildreth, Riley Jenkins had a service point. Cameron Preston had a kill. Jessica Harms had an ace serve and five kills. Rachel Earhart had three service points and three kills. And Sophie Gruel had two service points. One of those was an ace. Unofficially, I've got nine kills, no ace blocks, and two ace serves for Wilcox Hildreth in the third set. Taking a look at Elm Creek in set number three, Tori Miner was a serving machine. She had nine service points. Four of those were aces. She had one kill. Casey Sutherland, two service points. One was an ace, four kills. Hannah Robbins had a service point and three kills. Shelby Brown, a service point and four kills. And Mackenzie Deo had four kills in that third set. Unofficially, 16 kills, no ace blocks, and five ace serves in that third set as Elm Creek wins it 25-18. And just like the first set, you put that together, that's 21 points that they earned. Now, yes, Wilcox Hildreth needed to do a little bit better job on serve-receive. You don't want to give up five service aces to the opposition. But again, this Falcon team, they didn't make a lot of mistakes. They kept the ball in play. They made Elm Creek earn the point for most of the night, and that was one of the reasons Wilcox Hildreth was able to win the second set as they forced Elm Creek into more errors. We'll come back with the cumulative stats on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And we're back here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the cumulative stats here. First off, for the Wilcox-Hildreth Lady Falcons, for this three-set match, I had Riley Jenkins, the setter, with three service points, one kill. Randy Lushen, the libero, had three service points. Cameron Preston had four service points, four kills. Jessica Harms had an ace serve, an ace block, and a team-high 11 kills. Shayna Fouts had a service point. Rachel Earhart had five service points, one was an ace, and seven kills. And Sophie Gruel had three service points, one was an ace, she had two ace blocks, and Mackenzie Aspergren had four kills. Unofficially, Wilcox Hildreth 27 kills, three ace blocks, and three ace serves. Falcons fall to 3-5 on the season. On Tuesday, they'll be right back here and welcome in two more FKC teams, Pleasanton and Eustace Farnham. Pleasanton 2-7, Eustace Farnham 3-6 coming into tonight's action. So Falcons might have a chance to pick up a couple of wins and get back to 500 on Tuesday night. And then they head to Axtell to take on Southern Valley and Axtell, two solid teams, next Thursday. For the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, Tori Miner, far and away the leader from the service line tonight. I had her for 12 service points. Six of those, half of them, were ace serves. She also had nine kills. Shelby Ferguson had four service points. Casey Sullivan, four service points. One was an ace, seven kills. Hannah Robbins, five service points, eight kills in that match for the sophomore. Shelby Brown, three service points, an ace block, and a team-high 13 kills. And Mackenzie Deo had two service points and seven kills. For Elm Creek, unofficially, I had them for 44 kills, just two ace blocks, but seven ace serves. Elm Creek is now 6-5 on the season with a 25-14, 19-25, 25-18 win over Wilcox Hildreth. Up next for Elm Creek, they will be in action Tuesday at home. In fact, they get to be home twice next week, Tuesday against Amherst and Anselmo Myrna, Thursday against SEM and Loomis. And again, all four of those definitely winnable games for Elm Creek. They could end up getting to 10 wins if they win them all next week. We will be back, see if we can catch up with Coach McCarner and continue on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And we welcome you back here to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's tell you what happened earlier tonight in the opening match. It was Overton downing Wilcox Hildreth 25-15, 25-22. In the second match, Overton held off two late rallies to beat Elm Creek 25-23 and 25-23. Also tonight, in other sporting activities, Kearney Catholics up 2-0 over Centura. At the Ravenna Cross Country Invite, Bertrand Loomis wins it. Kearney Catholic second. Adams Central was third. Kearney Catholic won the boys, followed by Adams Central and Kennesaw. The winners were Elizabeth Kramer for Anselmo Myrna and Colin Muche from Kearney Catholic, your individual champions there. Thursday night football currently airing on ESPN, 1460 and 1550 AM. It's Kansas City 13 and Philadelphia 6. Philly did score a touchdown. They just missed the extra point. And that is with 8:20 to go in the first half. And you can hear that action on ESPN, 1460, 1550. Coming up tomorrow, plenty of high school football. Here on Classic Hits, Shelton is at Fullerton. Giltner is at Kennesaw on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kearney Catholic is at Ogallala on ESPN, 1460. The Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. We'll talk about UNK. We'll talk about Hastings College. And the Huskers in South Dakota State, South Dakota State defensive back coach Jay Christensen, a UNK alum, will join us. It's homecoming weekend and Hall of Fame weekend for Hastings and UNK as well. That's going to wrap things up. It looks like Coach McCarter has not popped out of the locker room yet. So we will say that Overton 2-0, Elm Creek 1-1 tonight here at the Wilcox-Hildreth Triangular.